Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
I'm going to start the Annabelle call and so forth.
Okay.
So hopefully somebody else will come in before we finish that.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and mute.
Please join me in saying the Annabelle call. Anabakoa Gedulat Shemincha Tati Sera. Our Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi Kabel Rina Abcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Kufreshayan Sintet Nun. The letters of the month of Tibet, the Bet that created the planet Shaptai, the planet Saturn, and the Ayin that created the constellation Gedi, which is the astrological sign of Capricorn. Together, the Ayin and the Bet have a gematria of 72, and that connects to the Sefirah of Chachma, which is wisdom, and to the 72 names of God, as well as the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. Na Gibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Givavat Shamre Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kav Shin Barchem Tachareb Rachame Sitkacha Tamid Gamlein Betet Resh Tzaditav Gimel Kasin Kadosh Ro tuha na'el adata Pet kuf bet tet anayim Yachid ge'er Vamcha p'nei Zokre kidushatach Yud gimel amet pezayim kuf Shavatenu kabel Ushmatzia katenu Yodea Talumot Shinkufav Zadiyutav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. Now we will separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation. And we will utilize the 13 attributes of mercy for this purpose. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'ravetet V'emet, Nesechesed la'alabim, Nose'awon u'alpesha, V'chata'a v'nake. We're now going to read a verse from the Zohar that connects to the energy of... It is from Parasha Yitro, it's Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the Lishon Yehud. L'shem yitzid kudcha b'ritzu ishkin te bit hilu urchinu hilu urchinu urchinu V'yachdah l'shem yitzid te b'valte V'yachudah shilim b'shem kol Yisrael L'imud Torah mitzvah L'imud Torah mitzvah Vayehino amadunai Elohinu aleinu maasei yadeinu konenei aleinu maasei yadeinu konenei hu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bika Matar Ame Nam Bikucha Barifu Kalma Diavid Leila Witbata Kola Iwu Dishot Biovada Dishot Bela Biana Divae Barnash Padakyalaya Mineya Ilahaga Eya Kalana Dehatu Ovada Dikshot Eden The Colite Spirit Be Alma. We're now going to connect to the energy of this year, 5778, the year of bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy from the Tanakh. The first verse we studied is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon, Vayitchal, Vayaloh HaMelech, Leroto Vayomer, Amnon El HaMelech Tavo, Natamar Afeti, Utlabeh Le'enei, Shetei Levivet Ve'evre, Liyadah. The second verse is Psalm chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the letters of the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. These letters are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiacha ve'avoni lo kisiti. Amarti ode ale pashai latonai Yohe wahe viyata nasata avon Khatati tela. 77 also has two verses that connect to its energy. Its energy is that of the goat. Tafshin Ayin Zion. The first verse that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod Saduni Katzipor Oyevai Chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create Satskiya, which translates as appear like brothers. And when we take the final letters, we have Dir Yam, which translates as the Sea of Tenants. The second verse is from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. And it has concealed within it the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. And these letters are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yo he wahe Elohechem Tadibaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776. The as the energy of the pause. And there are also two verses that connect to this energy. The verse that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ayulimat velo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot vayehaskum achechem ha'levim ad kilo tamlacha yad yitkachu ha'kohanim. Ki ha'levim yishrei levav leitkadesh me ha'kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe La Lahe Wa 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 Yo La Yo Alame Hey 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 Aka Re Ka Ha. The second verse that connects to the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bitu ba Adonai Yohe Wahe Ade ad ki biya yohe Adonai yohe wahe tur haolamim. The year 5775 is the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishemi meni lo tarpeni ad biliruki. The second verse is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru Mikol amachavoya asher yitchabe sham moshavtem elai el nacho vehalachti itchem vechayim yeshno baretz vechipasti ho tov b'kol alfei Yehuda. The second verse we study, or the third verse we study, is from Job also. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo laneta yoled roav yom ruayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy, and that's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakan tachta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. So we're now going to connect to the 72 names of God, and we do so by reading each letter with its root vowel. Starting at the top of the chart on the right column, going from right to left and top to bottom. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shilalahe Aka are kaheta hezayo alada la awa heheya yozala mebehe ereyo hekome La awa kalayo, la wa pe he la, nu la ha yo yo yo, me la he 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 wa, nu ta he he a yo re ta shi a he, re yo yo awa me, la ka be wa shi re, yo he wa la he he ka ko. Kawako me nu da, anu yo he, he a me, re he a yo yo za, he 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 me yo ha, wa wa la yo la he, sa a la a re yo, a shi la me yo he, wa he wa da nu yo, he he shi a me me. Nu nu wa nu yo ta, be be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la, he re he me ta re. Wa me be yo he he, a nu wa me he yo. Ta me ka be me nu ko, a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me, he yo yo. May ma wa may. There are three names on this chart that connect to the year, the energy of 5778. Name number 13, heaven on earth. Name number 14, farewell to arms. And name number 30, building bridges. Now we will connect to the 72 names from the Sadiqim. And name number 30 is in the same location and the same name and letters as from the 72 names of God chart. We'll start at the beginning. Hey, hey, yo, anu da, lau, hey, wa, hey, mea, yo, ta, la, me, re, hey, hey, yo, yo, hey, me, me, la, wa, wa, ka, be, ta, yo, La yo wa pe nu la, nu me ha yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa, nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he, re la yo a wa me, la yo be wa he re, yo yo la la he he, a a ko me nu da. Anu yo he wa me, re he a yo he za, he shi he me ka ha, wa wa la yo yo he, sa a la a re yo, a la me ta he, wa he wa ya da la yo, he yo shi a la me, nu he a nu wa te a, Me la me, me la he pe ayo. Nu ko me yo re la he pe he me zal re. Wa he be yo wa he ala wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko e ala a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me, he la yo me, he me. The names of the Sadiqim who chose to leave this day, which is the 15th day of Tevet, the full moon day. The Amora, the Mashrisha, Bar Pekud of Bavel, Rabbi Raphael of Bershed, Rabbi Chaim Mordechai Rosenbaum of Natvorna. In the eighth verse of the Anabakoach, we say in a whisper, Baruch Shem Kedosh. Today's class is continuing the studies of Rabbi Ashlag's essays. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, row 16, the right-hand column. That will open up to a landing page for Rabbi Ashlag's essays. And once that's open, scroll down to 32C. Let me verify that. Yes, it's essay number 32C is in CAT, and it will open up to section 11 of the essay titled The Introduction to the Panim Meirot Umas Briot. Does anyone have any questions before I begin?
I'm not on a computer, so how am I going to do this?
You don't know.
Now I have
you'll
a
listen
computer.
You'll listen to Bernice and you'll pick get what you can.
Okay.
According to these words, our eyes have been opened concerning the words of Rabbi Shimon in the Midrash Rabbah, Parashah 6, about the verse, "Let us make man." When the Creator came to create man, he consulted the ministering angels, and they were divided into sects and groups. Some said, "Let him be created," and some said, "Let him not be created. As it is written, mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other." Mercy said, "Let him be created, for he does merciful actions." Truth said, "Let him not be created, for he is all lies." Righteousness said, "Let him be created, for he performs righteousness." And peace said, "Let him not be created, for he is all strife." What did the Creator do? He took truth and he threw it to the ground, as it is written, and it cast truth down to the ground. The angel said before the Creator, "Why do you disgrace your seal? Let truth come up from the ground, as it is written. Truth springs out of the ground." This text, this story, this midrash is difficult from all sides. One, it does not explain the seriousness of the verse, "Let us make man." Is it a counsel that he needs, as it is written, deliverance in the heart of a counsel? Two, regarding the truth, how can it be said about the entire human species that it is all lies when there is not a generation without such as Abraham or Isaac and or Jacob? And three, in the words of truth are earnest, how did the angels of mercy and righteousness agree to a world that is all lies? Four, why is truth called seal, which comes at the edge of a letter? Certainly the reality exists primarily outside the seal. Is there no reality at all outside the borders of truth? Five, can true angels think of the true operator, that his operation is untrue? Six, why did truth deserve such a harsh punishment to be thrown to the ground and into the ground? Seven, why is the angels' reply brought in the Torah as their question is brought? We must understand that these two conducts set before our eyes, which are completely opposite. These are the conducts of the existence of the entire reality of this world, and the conducts of the manners of existence for the sustenance of each and every one in the reality before us. From this end, we find a reliable conduct in utterly affirmed guidance, which controls the meaning of each and every creature in reality. My computer is having a few little problems with it jumping around. Let us take the making of a human being as an example. The love and pleasure are its first reason, certain and reliable for its task. As soon as it is uprooted from the Father's brain, Providence provides it a safe and guarded place among the beddings in the mother's abdomen, so no stranger may touch it. There, Providence provides it with its daily bread in the right measure. It tends to its every need without forgetting it for even a moment, until it gains strength to come out to the air of our world, which is full of obstacles. At that time, Providence lends its power and strength, and like an armed, experienced hero, it opens gates and breaks the walls until it comes to such people it can trust to help it through its days of weakness with love and great compassion to sustain its existence, as they are the most precious for it in the whole world. Thus, Providence embraces it until it qualifies it to exist and to continue its existence onward. As it is with man, so it is with the animate and the flora. All the wondrously watched, securing their existence, and every scientist of nature knows it. On the other hand, when we regard the order of existence and sustenance in the modes of existence of the whole of reality, large and small, we find confused orders, as if an army is fleeing the campaign, sick and beaten and afflicted by the Creator. Their whole life is as death, having no sustenance unless by tormenting first, risking their lives for their bread. Even a tiny louse breaks its teeth when it sets off for a meal. How much frisking it frisks to attain enough food to sustain itself. As it is, so are all, great and small alike, and all the more so with humans, the elite of creation, who are involved in everything. And I am adding, please notice that Rabbi Ashlag is describing the existence and the sustenance of the three levels is relatively easy, while the animal level is relatively difficult. Section 12. We discern two opposites in the 10 Sephirot of Kedusha. The first 9 Sephirot are in the form of bestowal, and the Malchut means reception. Also, the first 9 are filled with light, and Malchut has nothing of her own. This is the meaning of our discrimination of 2 discernments of light in each partsuf, the Or Panimi, the inner light, and the Or Makif, the surrounding light. And 2 discernments in the kelim, the vessels, which are the inner kli, the vessel for Or Panimi, and an outer kli for Or Makif. This is so because of the two above-mentioned opposites, as it is impossible for two opposites to be in the same subject. Thus, a specific subject is required for the Or Panimi, and a specific subject for the Or Makif. However, they are not really opposites in Kedusha, since Malchut is in Zivug, in copulation, with the upper nine, and its quality is of bestowal, also in the form of Or Chozer, reflected light. But the Sitra Achra, the other side, has nothing of itself, nothing of the upper nine. They are built primarily from the vacant space, which is the opposite form of reception on which the first Tzimtzum restriction, the first Tzimtzum occurred. That root remained without light even after the illumination of the Kav, the line, reached inside the Reshimo, the reminiscence. And I am explaining. It is necessary to read and study the Sefer, 10 Luminous Emanations, to understand the definitions included in this paragraph. For this reason, they are two complete opposites compared to life and Kedusha. As it is written, God hath made even the one as well as the other. Hence, they are called dead. It has been explained above in item 6 that the whole issue of the Tzimtzum was only for the adornment of the souls concerning the equalizing of one of their form to their makers, which is the inversion of the vessels of reception to the form of bestowal. You find that this goal is still denied from the perspective of the Partsufim of Kedusha, the countenance, the face of holiness. This is because there is nothing there of the vacant space, which is the complete form of reception over which was the Tzimtzum. Hence, no correction will apply for it, as it does not exist in reality. Also, there is certainly no correction here from the perspective of the Sitra Achra, although it does have a vacant space, since it has a completely opposite interest, and everything it receives dies. Hence, it is only a human in this world that we need. In infancy, he is sustained and supported by the Sitra Achra, inheriting the vessel of the vacant spaces from it. When he grows, he connects to the structure of Kedusha through the power of Torah and mitzvot to bestow contentment upon the maker. Thus, one turns the complete measure of reception he has already acquired to the society arranged for bestowal. In that, he equalizes his form with his maker, and the aim comes true in him. This is the meaning of the existence of time in this world. You find that first these two above opposites were divided into two separate subjects, namely Kedusha and the Sitra Achra, by way of even the one as well as the other. They are still devoid of the above correction, for they must be in the same subject, which is man. My computer is playing with me again. My page is frozen. I'm waiting for it to unfreeze. Now that the page is working, I'm trying to find it to get back to where I was.
I know. It was one line before 13. The last line of 12.
Okay,
I'm going to mute again.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Therefore, the existence of an order of time is necessary for us, since then the two opposites will come in a person one by one, meaning at a time of katnut, at infancy, and a time of gadlut, adult and maturity. It's essentially talking about how the nefesh comes at birth, the Ruach comes at the age of 13, and the Neshama comes at the age of 20. Section 13. Now you can understand the need for the breaking of the vessels and their properties, as it is written in the Zohar and in the writings of the Ari, that two kinds of light are present in each 10 sephirot, running back and forth. The first light is Or en Sof, the light of infinity, which travels from above downward. It is called Or Yashar, direct light. The second light is a result of the Kli, or the vessel of Malchut, returning from below upward, called Or Chozer, reflected light. Both unite into one, knowing that from the Tzimtzum downward, the point of Tzimtzum is devoid of any light and remains a vacant space. The upper light can no longer appear in the last phase before the end of correction, and this is said particularly about Or en Sof, called Or Yashar. However, the second light, called Or Chozer, can appear in the last Bechima, the last phase, since the case of the Tzimtzum did not apply to it at all. Now we have learned that the system of the Sitra Achra and the Klipot, the shells, is a necessity for the purpose of the Tzimtzum, in order to instill in a person the great vessels of reception while in katnut, smallness, when one is dependent on her. Thus, the Sitra Achra too needs abundance. Where would she take it if she is made solely of the last phase, which is a space that is vacant of any light? Since from the Tzimtzum downward, the upper light is completely separated from it. Hence, the matter of the breaking of the vessels had been prepared. The breaking indicates that a part of the Or Hozer of the world of Nikudim descended from Atzilut out to the vacant space. And you already know that Or Hozer can appear in the vacant space as well. That part, the Or Hozer that descended from Atzilut outwardly, contains 32 separate phases or discernments of each and every Sephirah, the 10 Sephirot of Nikudim. 10 times 32 is 320. And these 320 phases that descended were prepared for the sustenance of the existence of the lower ones, which come to them in two systems, as it is written, God hath made even the one as well as the other. Meaning the worlds of Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya of Kedusha, and opposite them the worlds of Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya of the Sitra Achra. In the interpretation of the verse, and the one people shall be stronger than the other people, our sages said that one rises, the others fall. And Tzor is built only over the ruins of Jerusalem. This is so because all these 320 phases or discernments can appear for the Sitra Achra, at which time the structure of the system of Kedusha with respect to the lower ones is completely ruined. After these 320 phases or discernments can connect solely to Kedusha, at that time, the system of the Sitra Achra is completely destroyed from the land, and they can divide more or less evenly between them according to people's actions. And so they incarnate in the two systems until the connection is completed. After the breaking of the vessels and the decline of the 320 discernments of sparks of light from Atzilut outwards, 288 of them were sorted and rose, meaning everything that descended from the first 9 Sephirot in the 10 Sephirot of Nikudim, 9 times 32 are 288 phases or discernments. And they are the ones that reconnected to building the system of Kedusha. You find that the only 32 discernments remain for the Sitra Achra from what had descended from Malchut of the world of Nikudim. This was the reason, or the beginning of the structure of the Sitra Achra, in its utter smallness, when she is as yet unfit for her task. The completion of her construction ended later by the sin of Adam, Arishon, with the tree of knowledge. Thus we find that there are two systems, one opposite the other, operating in the persistence and sustenance of reality. The ratio of light needed for that existence is 320 sparks. Those were prepared and measured by the breaking of the vessels. This ration is to be swaying between the two systems, and that is what the conducts of sustenance and existence of reality depend upon. You should know that the system of Kedusha must contain at least a ration of 288 sparks to complete her 9 upper sephirot, and then it can sustain and provide for the existence of the lower ones. This is what it had prior to the sin of Adam, Rishon, and for that reason, the whole of reality was then conducted by the system of Kedusha, since it had the full 288 sparks. Section 14. Now we have found the opening to the above study regarding the four sets, mercy, righteousness, truth, and peace, which negotiated with the Creator regarding man's creation. These angels are servants of man's soul, hence he negotiated with them, since the whole act of creation was created according to them. As each and every soul consists of 10 sephirot in Or Panimi and Or Makif. Mercy is the Or Panimi of the first 9 of the soul. Page is stuck again.
Yeah.
I think we're going to need to stop here, and we'll pick this up next week at starting at section 14. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock West Coast time, we will begin our preparations for the Tanit Dibur, the Fast of Words. We'll be meeting daily starting tomorrow morning from 7 to 8 West Coast time. It may be a little bit less, it may be a little bit more than the hour. And at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class. Again, this is West Coast time. And at 7 o'clock, a regular Zohar class. I hope you all have a beautiful evening, and I wish you all a good day, a good week, and shalom to all.
Shalom.
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 Good night.
Bye. Shalom to all.
Thank you. Wow.